Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Chav Gimel in Maseches Titus is the issue of injuring oneself and the issues of plastic surgery in halacha. In our Gadlutah Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara raises a fascinating phenomenon. The Gemara describes the travails of Abba Chilkiah, the grandson of Choni Hamagel, and the Gemara discusses the amazement, the bewilderment of the Chachamim who went to ask Abba Chilkiah to daven for rain in his behavior. One of the interesting things that the Gemara describes on top of Chav Gimel Amud Beis is that when he walked through the thorns and the pistils, he raised his cloak, he raised his tunic, and his legs were cut. Later on, Abba Chilkiah explains to those who were watching him, who had many questions about his behavior. Each one of them was all thought out. Three lines into the wide in Chav Gimel Amud Beis, he responded to them, Ze mala aruka veze eina mala aruka. That when it comes to the thorns tearing at his skin, it's a small scratch, and therefore it will grow. The skin will grow back. There won't be any damage. In contrast to the clothing that's torn, ultimately, if the clothing is torn and requires repair. Now, this expression, ze mala aruka veze eina mala aruka, is an expression that also appears in Maseches Bava Kamma on Daf Tzadi Aleph on the days, and is actually an important source for Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal in terms of halacha lemaisa. Before we get to Ramesha's mahalach, it might be kedai to appropriate to spell out the Maharsha's take on our Gemara. The Maharsha's explanation of our Gemara is as follows. The Gemara asks, in the name of these Chachamim, Abba Chilkiah, why did you raise your garment? The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes tells us that Bal Tashchis de Gufei Adif, that if a person has a choice and must cause an object to be damaged, better to have the object damaged as opposed to his guf. The Baal Tashchis of his guf is a worse phenomenon. The Gemara there is discussing that in those days when they did bloodletting, one of the Amoras had to destroy, because bloodletting was something that was deemed as medically necessary, but at the same time was a health risk for a short period of time, that one of the Amoraim had a special wood that came from furniture that was burnt for him to alleviate the stress of bloodletting. So the Gemara there explains that you're allowed to do Baal Tashchis because if they're not going to do bloodletting, then ultimately it would be a health risk for the body. So Baal Tashchis de Gufei Adif. So the Gemara asks, how does he allow his begadim to be destroyed? So the Gemara answers, his body to be scratched. Don't we normally say if you have a choice between the clothing and the guf? To which the Gemara answers, that only applies where there is going to be a lasting impact on the body. However, if it's just a scratch, so then in such a case, we don't employ the rule Baal Tashchis de Gufei Adif, as the Gemara in Shabbos a Kuf Lamed Tes tells us. And therefore, the halacha would say, better to have the body scratched than the guf being damaged. Now, this expression, as we alluded to before, is also expressed in Bava Kamma on Sadi Aleph Amud Beis. There is a discussion in the Gemara with two opinions amongst the Tanoim, and the Rambam rules conclusively on the issue of whether a person is allowed to injure himself. The Gemara concludes in Bava Kamma, Tzadi, Aleph Amud Beis, particularly the Rambam is very, very clear in his Psak, in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, that even though there is a descending view amongst the Tanoim, Ein Adam Rashoi Lach Bo Ba'atzmo, a person is not allowed to injure himself. The Gemara then discusses that Rav Chisda did the exact same thing that Abba Chilkiah did. That even though the Gemara assumes, like the Psak of the Rambam, according to that opinion, that there is a prohibition to scratch oneself in a way that's lasting. However, Rav Chisda kad havimaski bine hizmi, he was walking through thorns, midlu matlamanya, he would raise his cloak or his tunic, amar ze mala aruka veze eina mala aruka. So therefore the Gemara concludes that even though there is a prohibition to injure oneself, nevertheless the halacha is that if it's not a injury, it falls into the category of chavala, then it could very well be that it would be permissible. Now, this vague expression that I just said, that it does not fall into the category of chavala, is the topic of Ramesha Zatzal's Tshuva, Chelek Beis, Simin Samachvav, in regards to causing a wound to be delivered to the body. There's no such thing as a coincidence. I'm recording this on Erev Shabbos in one of my rabbeim from Tarvadas's shul, Rav Yisrael Reisman Shlita, and this tshuva for a Moshe I heard from him for the first time many, many years ago. Since then, I learned it with the Talmidim when we learned Perek HaChovel and Ativ Aryeh. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Bei Simin Samach Vav, raises the question of a woman receiving cosmetic surgery. And the issue being that, of course, when a person goes under the knife, even if it's being done for some positive purpose, but at the end of the day, it's an act at first glance of chavala. Now, of course, if the surgery at the end of the day is going to make the person a healthier person, so then in such a case, then it's not chavala, then it's ripui, virapo yirape. And we have already examples in the Torah and in Chazal of surgery that is done to better a person's health. But Ramesh's tshuva is, what about cosmetic surgery? Ramesh concludes, based on that Rambam, the Lashon Rambam, in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, that it'll be permissible. He claims from the Lashon Rambam that it's quite clear, and he evokes our Gemara as one of his seminal proofs from the Talmud Bavli. The Rambam describes that the prohibition of Chavala in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph in Chavala Mazik is Derech Bizayon. Here there's a big discussion in the Frankel edition of what exactly the correct girsa in the Rambam is, but the derech bizayon v'derech nitzayon, that the Rambam's description of the chavala is one in which is done in a combative context. In other words, an individual is attacking somebody else and he's creating a wound inside of him. However, if it's not an attack, but rather a person is paying someone else, they're paying them to produce that chavala. So then in such a case, one could argue that it would not be osur. And this is the position that Rav Moshe takes in regards to the shaila, that it does not qualify as an isra of chavala if it's being done for a toelis. It's not derech bizayon, it's not derech nitzayon, hence it's not part of the isra of chavala. Rav Moshe brings an interesting raya from our Gemara. What did the Gemara describe? The Gemara said that when we're dealing with the question of damaging one's clothing versus damaging one's body, that there are times that a person can choose to damage one's body over one's begadim. That's what our Gemara in Tainus on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, as well as what our Gemara in Hachovel says, Ze Maila Aruka Veze Eino Maila Aruka, asks Rav Moshe, what about the prohibition of injuring oneself, damaging one's body? Asal adam lachvol ba'atzmo. The answer is that if it's not a damage that is sustained, so then in such a case, then it's not halachically considered chavala. What's the source? What's the rationale? That the isra of chavala, the prohibition of damaging oneself, is only if it's derech bizayon and derech nitzayon. Now there is an open question that emerges from both the Marashah's explanation of our Gemara and Tainus, as well as the Lashon of the Gemara and Bava Kamma. What exactly is the prohibition of injuring oneself? Is it an extension, as it seems from the Rambam and Perek Hei Chovel Amazik, that's an extension of the prohibition of hitting somebody else? Just like it's prohibited to hit someone else, so too is it's prohibited to hit yourself, to injure yourself. And of course, when it comes to cosmetic surgery and other instances, even outside the realm of the medical, but an instance where the injury, the wound, is being done l'toelis, then in such a case, it will be permissible. Is that because it's not chavala? Or there might be another explanation based on the Marashah that we had started with, and that is that the prohibition is a prohibition of Baal Tashchis. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, as well as that Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, says Mishum Baal Tashchis V'Kol Shekein Gufo. Baal Tashchis, there's a prohibition, Lo Sashchis Koleitz, you're not allowed to cut down any tree. Certainly, if you're not allowed to cut down God's creations, certainly you're not allowed to cut down something of the most ultimate of God's creation, and that is the creation of man's wondrous body. So if that would be so then it could very well be that the prohibition of injuring oneself is not of the same parameter and in the same context of the isser of chavala, of injuring somebody else, in a case of where a boxer knocks out somebody else's eye, in a case of where he injures himself, then the prohibition falls into the context of Baal Tashchis. That is something that I have not seen later poskim discuss. I throw that out as something to think about. But at the end of the day, what emerges from our sugya is that a surgery that is being done, even if it's not a medical surgery, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, but is a surgery that is being done for the benefit of the person, ultimately it does not qualify as Baal Tashchis, and as well, it will not qualify as an injury that is derech bizayon or derech nitzayon. It's not combative in nature. In such a case, Rav Moshe Feinstein concludes that is going to be mutter. This is the halacha from the daily daf for Tainis on daf Chof Gimel.